Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 30th of July, 2009, at 10 past 7 in the morning. If I could ask you to tell us your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
Yep, I'm David Rose. I'm a plinther this morning. I'm 39, and I'm from Stockton-on-Tees at the moment. I'm originally from Leicester.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another project?
Not precisely, but fairly early on, once Anthony Gormley's idea was selected, and from then it was just a question of waiting to see how and what the opportunities were and what the chances were of getting involved. So quite a while ago now.
And what was your inspiration, motivation to put your name forward in the first place?
I think as a Gormley fan, like most people, particularly of Angel of the North, and also just because I quite like visual art, worked a little bit with another piece that was here, under scan by Rafael Lozano-Hemmer, that was in up here in Trafalgar Square in December last year, and it's sort of big interactive art. I like interactive large-scale stuff that's a bit different, and I suppose at the time it was a random decision, really. Because I guess it's the closest I'll ever get to proper performance, not being a professional artist.
And what would you say is about the large scale kind of interactive art that particularly appeals?
I quite like particularly visual art that says something rather than is purely sort of representational. So I've got no problem with people getting involved in art as audience members and as participants, and this is a sort of almost a crossover between the two. And I quite like mixing cross art forms and large scale sort of interactive stuff, whether it's electronic or like this, very simplistic is and sort of clean is a great way of getting normal everyday people involved in art. And I think in itself is saying something if you're self-representing yourself or whatever, it's giving you a platform to do it in a sort of Warholian type way. But yeah, and it also is a great way of using the plinth, I think. It's just good fun. And a bit different from what you'd expect from an Anthony Gormley piece from a sculpture.
And how did you feel when you received an email or the phone call to say that you'd been allocated a spot?
I was surprised, actually. I was a bit shocked and quite excited. I think I previously had one saying I'd been unlucky not to be selected the first time round, whatever. So it was a bit of a shock, and obviously, like all emails, you wonder whether it's a spam or a wind-up or something like that, but I soon sort of realised it wasn't, and my immediate thoughts were maybe do something up there, and for some reason live literature and poetry came first to mind. So and I've sort of never gone back from that, really, and not sort of given it much more thought, because the more thought I gave it, the more nervous I'd got. So yeah, it was just exciting, and as I sort of slowly let the cat out of the bag, of course momentum was building for the fourth plinth at the time, and people were starting to get to know about it, and when they found out I was on it, it was quite exciting, and just a funny thing to be able to drop into conversation as well.
So what is it you're going to be doing then for the hour?
Sure, I'm going to read poetry. I thought to start with I would just read some poetry up there, and then I thought I'd maybe ask some people to recommend stuff, and then I thought, well, maybe I'll read it out loud and do it as a sort of a full reading almost. Then I asked a few people for requests, and it became a bit more of a poetry request show, which sounds a bit naff, but I think it'll be all right. And I asked a few poets I know if I could read some of their stuff, and a couple have given me new things to read as well, which is good. And it was also quite interesting just emailing and probably not telling as many people as I should have, but just a few friends and colleagues to see what their thoughts were for poetry. How many of them went back to OLM GCSE day to name something, how many people weren't interested at all, but surprisingly how many people did have favourite poems or actually quite inspired by it as well. So lots of them World War One poets, actually, but I thought it would be really quite interesting to make it even more interactive still, and then to read them out, and some of the language would be quite challenging. I think I might butcher some of them, but I thought it'd be almost like a poetry DJ, telling people request things and I read them and then play a few of my own as well.
Great, thank you. And so what is it going to be taking up there with you?
Just a PA and a mic. And I'll be radio mic'd, obviously, and my poems, a great big list of them. I haven't really sort of timed them, so I hope I don't run too short or run over, but I've got a great big list of set of poems that I'm going to read from, And I'm just going to read for the most part of an hour, really, and hope somebody did lessons.
And how would you describe then that the significance or importance of poetry to you?
To me, I generally really prefer it off the page, although it's been quite fun sitting and actually reading and making myself sort of read and select things, and discovering people like Mayakovsky I'd never read any of before. So just, I spent half an hour yesterday morning just reading his work, and it was really enjoyable. But for me, I like live literature. I like as an art form generally, as a sort of an emerging art form. I like sort of cross art forms and things that are sort of relatively participatory, and I think poetry is good like that for many people. There's a gap between what they study at school, and then it never sort of comes alive again. But for me, it's a great way of expression. I'd love to be able to write good poetry. For me, I prefer it. I'm not a literature, contemporary or old literature fan particularly, but poetry is a great way for people to express, to have something to say, and it crystallises what they've got to say in a really good way. So, I think that was a natural choice for me.
Okay, thank you. And what kind of reaction are you expecting, or would you hope for?
I'm probably expecting, I'm not sure who will watch and listen. Hopefully people will listen. Hopefully some pleasure, and probably some mickey taking. People think I read badly, or possibly even pretentiously. But I'm hoping that people will actually find it quite exciting and interesting that their selections are read. Hopefully the poets who've kindly let me read their work won't be sort of too offended with what I do with it and how badly I read it, but they'll also be quite pleased that it's being read. And I hope people in general will think, he's done his bit to try and bring live literature and poetry to more people, and use this as an opportunity to demonstrate that sort of, visual art, live literature, sort of live art type crossover way, that poetry is quite a good thing. And maybe even if a couple more people afterwards think, well, I'll go to a live literature event, I'll go and see some poetry, I'll maybe go back to one of my books, or just that was a nice thing to do, and on the way to my desk job it gave me 2 minutes of enjoyment.
And can you tell us a little bit about your desk job and your background?
I have done a bit of work in the arts. I'm a sort of PR and marketing person by trade, I guess. I worked in PR agencies and as a marketing manager for a while, as a freelancer, and then back again in-house for companies. I worked for Lambeth Council, which was a great time for a brief period, and for lots of other people as well. And now up in the north, working for a large inspectorate through relocating up there when we went to live in Stockton. So I've been able to sometimes to combine what I enjoy during a period of freelancing, so 2005, 2006, with what I do, which is marketing and communications, with actually working in the arts with some fantastic festivals and carnivals, sort of Caribbean carnivals and Asian festivals and all sorts of events, cross art forms, music, carnival, dance, etc. in the East Midlands as part of a really big project, and with Rafael Lozano-Hemmer, who's a brilliant large-scale sort of electronic artist. And that was a really nice period when I could actually combine what I enjoy with what I'm working on. And since then, I've been lucky enough to sort of just to work in interesting sectors, really. As a marketing person, you can sort of really be fairly transferable. So I had a good fun in education and tourism, and great fun working in a London local authority, and in the arts and culture and recruitment. It's been a sort of varied background and give me a chance to sort of peer into lots of different sectors and enjoy it.
So how would you describe yourself as a person?
Reasonably sort of reserved, vaguely intelligent, slightly shy, as everybody is, I guess. Hopefully intelligent and witty, probably interested. I take interest in all sorts of things, hopefully sort of challenging, and that I like to be challenged and challenge other people. And I care, I guess, probably more than anything else, I actually care. I care about public services, about third sector, about just doing things and people, and most of all probably social inclusion.
And who would you say you're doing this hour on the plinth and being a part of this project for?
Probably for myself, to be honest, to be perfectly selfish. probably for myself, maybe in a way, for live literature, to amuse and entertain my partner, Annabelle, and probably above all, just my sort of my own enjoyment, really, to stand and read poetry for an hour. I think it would be fun.
What hopes and fears would you have for the experience on it?
Well, I think I'll be nervous. I probably won't read particularly well. I'm a bit concerned. I've got a sort of a Midlands monotone voice that might start to jar after a while. I'm a bit concerned I might drop my poems and they might fly off. That people will either not listen or will listen and not enjoy it. But I guess that probably comes from being a slightly pessimistic sort of person. I'm just looking forward to it, really. I just think it will be quite good fun, and even within sort of shy people, I think there's always a slight element of wanting to show up and wanting to perform, and is that whole 15 minutes, which I bet everybody says, it could just be fun.
And how are you feeling half an hour, 35 minutes before you go up?
I'm feeling excited, reasonably calm actually. It's quite calming atmosphere in here, just sort of chilling out and talking to people. I'm sort of looking forward to it. I think a few minutes before it, I should just be wanting it to start. I suppose my only concern is, even though I've only got two things to switch on, my technical equipment might not work because I'm not a techie, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Yeah, no, I'm just sort of looking forward to it, vaguely hoping a couple of people turn up to watch, friends and family or whatever. And starting to get excited.
Thank you very much.
Was that okay?